and put, say, there's a waiting list, and all of a sudden we have a waiting list, then maybe we change the number to accept that waiting list.
I agree with what Alan said in the beginning.
I'm
kind of
listening to what you're saying, too. If Pinnacle does what they're saying, aren't they thinking of 100 units or something there?
Something.
And, I mean, I'm just thinking if somebody built something like that in the county, there, right there, would be 100 short-term rentals. They could easily make those where they're short-term rentals, right? In reality?
Well, yeah. I mean,
I've been in units where...
It could happen.
Yeah, because I went to, when we went to Palm Springs, that's what that whole subdivision was a whole bunch of short-term rentals. And they had an area for short-term rentals.
Well,
there was probably 30 or 40 of them.
If it's the own area and it's planned out where there's plenty of parking, meets all the needs of health and safety, then that is something that could possibly happen.
I think the downside is their homes in residential areas next to neighbors. Whereas if it's a condo, it's just a big motel is all it is. And you own that condo and you do with it what you want. That's what they're doing in Bear Lake. They were getting these people to buy these condos with the idea that it's a moneymaker. You buy it and the short-term rental will pay your mortgage and a profit.
And they
they're fine. I have no problem when they're that way. Or apartment houses. But when it's a residential home in a neighborhood, then I think we need controls.
I don't disagree. And there's a balance. I'm just saying let's look at the other side so we balance it correctly, because we need lodging. We do not have enough lodging. And if people are willing to, you know, to short-term rent their homes to help us fix our own problem, it's a balance. But it's a legitimate
problem. Well, I haven't seen that motel. No vacancy.
Well, motels are a whole different discussion.
It's a different group of people.
You're talking about people occupying.
But for family, it's a different market, I'll say. It's a different market. We don't go, my family doesn't go to hotels and motels because we'd have to have four rooms. We'd have to afford it. We rent homes. That's what we do when we
But see, it. Now we've got, because of Tri-County, we have a two-per-bedroom limit.
Which is...
Okay, so you got three bedrooms, you got six people. That's it.
Yeah, but six people in a home.
But that's not four rented motel rooms. That's...
Coops.
Three.
Well, three. Coops. So you give somebody a motel room. The red-headed stepchild just sent to the motel.
It's just, I'm not saying that.
No.
It's just a different market.
Yeah. It is, because I know lots of people that they do the short-term rentals. That's what they look for. But they don't actually have that kind of a limit either.
Why don't we put it at 25, and then we'll look at it.
Agreed.
Okay, you were chairman in this meeting, so if you want
I will
close it.
Close the meeting at 13 minutes after 6, and our leader will